You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Pharmac has announced the funding of the ADHD medication lisdexamfetamine, which is currently not available in Aotearoa, as well as removing the renewal criteria for funded treatments. The new medication will be funded from December, which is expected to benefit over 6,000 people. Many have welcomed these developments, including ADHD New Zealand. News and Editorial Director Joel spoke to the spokesperson from the organisation, Darren Bull, about these developments and why they're important for Aotearoa's ADHD community.
Pharmac is set to fund a new ADHD medication. How is this medication different to what is currently accessible here in Aotearoa?
So currently in New Zealand, there's medication in the methamphetamine and dexamphetamine range of drugs. Your listeners might know them as Ritalin or Concerta. Vyvanse is from a different family, if you like, and it has less side effects and can be better acting and better able to help a person with ADHD. I hasten to add, everyone is different, and it's important to talk about what medication will work for you with your specialist.
How effective of a medication is this compared to the earlier or the current medication we have that is accessible here?
I think the way to look at it is there's less side effects. You can get side effects such as sleepiness or trouble to sleep, and also you can feel quite a downer when the medication wears off. But this is at a general sense. An individual might have specific needs and other issues, so that's why it's important to talk to a specialist.
Is this medication currently funded overseas?
Yes. So it's been widely available overseas, in particular in the US and the United Kingdom and Australia.
Why has there been a delay in getting this to New Zealand, do you think?
Well, Pharmac, of course, have limited budgets and they need to go through a process of getting medication approved through MedSafe and then funded. So we would say that it's taken too long to achieve all of that. However, on the other hand, Pharmac have been reasonably supportive under quite big pressure to fund everything.
As well as funding this new medication, Pharmac will also remove the renewal criteria for funded treatments. What are current rules looking like regarding this?
This is actually the bigger announcement. So currently, if you prescribe medication for ADHD, every 2 years you need to go back to your psychiatrist and get it renewed. Now, our members tell us that this is a significant barrier for them. Firstly, the availability of psychiatrists and appointment times is particularly poor in New Zealand. It's particularly bad outside of the North Island and Auckland in particular. So if you go into the South Island, it can be really, really difficult to get access to a specialist with waits up to 6 to 9 months. Second of all, of course, when you see a specialist, if you see a specialist privately, you have costs. Now, to renew your special authority, it's been suggested the cost is somewhere around $300 to $1,000. Also, if your psychiatrist wants to look at your ADHD and go through it in depth, that could be upwards from $1,500 to $2,000. I have heard of an example of someone being charged $4,500. So the change to the special authority process, which means GPs are able to renew it once prescribed, is a huge advantage for the ADHD community. It's the biggest change for 25 years.
And have other countries overseas implemented similar rules as this?
I can't comment specifically on most of the other countries because they all have different variations. And if you look at the US, their variations are by state. But there's general controls around the world around ADHD medication. What New Zealand is stepping into, that the individual medical professional that knows someone with ADHD the best is the general practitioner, and they'll be able to help and support them much better than perhaps a specialist who sees them every couple of years.
Have people living with ADHD and organisations such as ADHD New Zealand been petitioning for changes such as these?
Yeah, so ADHD New Zealand has been working on this for 10 years, and it really started to get traction in 2022 when we had a cross-party, multi-discipline, cross-health sector hui at Parliament, led by Chloe Sawbrook. That's when the momentum really started to change, and Pharmac were involved in that, and I really take my hats off to them, how they listened to us, were able to prove how our community is suffering, and how they went through the process of changing the way we do things.
What will this new funding and criteria mean heading forward for funded, new criteria for funded treatment mean heading forward?
So first of all, the change to the process is just fantastic. People with ADHD on ADHD medication won't need to worry about a special authority. It's just working with their GP. That saves them time and cost and makes their life much, much easier. Vyvanse, the new medication, there'll be, we reckon, about 6,000 people who are currently on medication might find Vyvanse better. And they'll be able to get the advantages of that medication for them. Again, emphasise, talk to their specialists and work it through.
What else can be done to support those with ADHD?
Yes, a medication is just one answer. Counselling and coaching is really important, so we support that type of approach. We are aware that mental health issues of ADHD adults in particular are really significant, so it's important to step into issues such as depression, anxiety and not being able to sleep, work with your doctor, get some counselling or get some coaching. Then there's other aspects which can help, and they're about principles of just living well. Exercise is amazing for someone with ADHD, eating properly and things like that. So it's a cross-spectrum approach. It works best. Just taking medication may not be the answer a person's looking for.
And how can loved ones and friends support those with ADHD as well?
Yeah, everything they can do to reduce the stigma will be amazing. So we know from our own research that about 55% of adults in New Zealand feel stigma. And this means they may not talk to their workplace colleagues, friends and family about ADHD. But the more we reduce the stigma, the more we're able people to talk about their ADHD, the more understanding and love will come from that. So it's really important that we have a much more informed country about ADHD, and then your friends and family will really connect in with that. Our website, adhd.org.nz, has everything you need to know about ADHD in New Zealand. And be careful of Google and social media. Unfortunately, in New Zealand, far too many people are being diagnosed in speech marks from social media, such as TikTok. We always emphasise that that's not probably the right path to diagnose or self-diagnose. Always talk to a psychiatrist or a psychologist. It's important to see the medical specialist.
That was the spokesperson from ADHD New Zealand, Darren Bull, talking about Pharmac funding new ADHD medication and removing renewal criteria for funded treatments.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.